pick it up. Guys,
this is podcast 101 here.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for my alcoholic beverage.
Are we live?
This is live.
We're live.
Right?
We're live.
Okay.
Is it too loud in the headset right now?
No, it feels good.
No, I like
feels
it.
Good to me.
Oh, I like it. Oh, yeah. Mm.
The noise will, like, the volume this blocks out dangerous. My own neuroses.
Okay.
What
do I put?
Here.
Is
yeah,
there a,
I know.
Right
do I just put
right
it
there,
on?
Right there.
Oh, they're going to, the sweet interns. Oh,
they're production assistants now. We promoted them, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for...
PAs. Our PAs are going to...
They're
PA.
No longer interns. They're getting paid.
Cool.
Okay, wait. So, Lake, you're... how old is...
Thank you.
Like, in breastfeeding, is it... I don't know. I had a tough time
my
with
kid,
that one.
Yeah. Well, the first kid, I was boobing it all the time. I boobed it up till 2 years old.
Amazing.
I know. And then... With the second one, I'm like, he's 3 months. Like, he's fine, right? Like, are we good?
Oh, so, yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
I might get like a little bit of hate for that, but I just think that it's a personal decision that
it
nobody
is.
Should judge.
And I'm not judging myself. I think you know what it is. It's just like when you have the 2 year old, it's like the pumping is the
The pumping.
Because if you work, you gotta.
Ugh.
Got to plug yourself into this mechanism.
Yeah, like every 2 hours.
That's my Foley work for pump.
But can I be disgusting and say that your tits look fucking amazing?
Thank you. I appreciate it. For those of you at home, just to get a visual, my tits look amazing.
They really do. They look like bouncy.
They're very bouncy.
And
they're pert.
And
thank you. Well, they're full of milk.
You know.
Are you thirsty?
I am. I do feel like the future lies in sort of breast milk will be, you know, something that we all consume.
It could be bottled at this point in the slow food. Isn't that like the one thing that they haven't done yet? It's like there's like maple water and aloe water. Like there should be just
I want celebrity breast milk. Breast milk.
Listen, this is something we could start right now.
Oh my God.
Do you have
I would
a receptacle?
So much. I need Lake Bell's breast milk in my mouth.
Oh boy. And this is only 2 sips in of Sauvignon Blanc. I haven't said that properly, but I will say I've been at like hotels for press and stuff where I've been doing the pumping and then you put it, you're like, oh, I'm just going to put it in the mini bar for just a second, you know, and then if I forget, like, what if I forgot? And then somebody's like, I have Lake Bell's boob milk. Like, what would that be a thing?
That would be so fucking amazing.
Is that an eBayable?
Yeah.
Like your boob milk?
Yeah, I would want that.
We could do this.
But I do remember how hard it was to, like, get, like, every little ounce.
Yeah.
So I would feel pretty devastated if I forgot.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. I had to do it in London once and I pumped and then they were like, just pump and dump, you know? And I was like, cause I couldn't get it home, but I was like desperate to get it home. My husband was like, just put it on a tree and like say a thank you to the tree. So I was like on the way to the airport and this guy's like, where are we going? You know? And that's the British guy who was driving me. And I was like, could you pull over to this tree on the side of the highway. I gotta dispose
I need to nourish
of
it.
I gotta nurse this tree with
breast
celebrity breast milk. And he was like, all right, I don't know. You fucking weirdos. Yeah.
I bet he was like, oh, damn, that's hot. I wish I could.
I wish I was at that highway tree.
Yeah. Hey, so I want to ask you about Black Rock because
okay.
I love that movie so fucking
Girl
much.
Girl power. Katie Hazleton.
Will you tell me a little bit about it?
I nearly died on it. That's the fun fact.
Okay, wait, tell me.
Because it was made for like $7. It was made for so little. I mean, the Duplasses will tell you. We all were housed in Mark and Katie Duplass's like little home in Maine. And we made it for like no money. I mean, I almost died. Her dad's like a doctor. He's like, let me help you. I had an asthma attack. But basically we were in Maine and had to, we were swimming in they were like, let's do this shot.
That movie was fucking hardcore.
No, it was really hardcore.
I watched it 3 times in a row.
Oh, okay.
And then I made my parents watch it.
Oh.
Yeah, because I it felt like exactly. Sorry, I don't mean to take over.
No, take over.
But
this is your space. We're in your house.
It's like this is the kind of movie that I want to do. And I just thought you were unbelievable. The movie was unbelievable. Like nothing kind of. It spoke to me in terms of anger,
sure,
and darkness.
Yeah, no, it was fun to get like dark. You know, I hadn't done that before, and it was like. You know, you had to get out there and like rip throat. You know, it was just like animal shit, which I love and felt really good. It's good to get.
So wait, I didn't mean to interrupt the death story. Tell me about how you almost died.
No. So there's a moment in the film where they're like, we can escape. Right. And they drop us off like we swim out, you know, and it was like 40 something degrees in the water. And it just was like, I can swim, but we didn't have a test for this moment. So they just like kind of took a boat out there. They put us in a wetsuit. It was a wetsuit. And we had full clothes on top of the wetsuit and boots and everything. So it was literally like the middle of the night. The cameras are far away. So they had to get a wide shot. And we didn't have like doubles or anything. So we had to do it. It wasn't like, well, get the like professional swimmer to do this shot. It was just like, we're going to do it. So Katie, who grew up there, Katie Azleton, she like kind of knows the waters. And I'm like kind of afraid of the ocean, if I'm honest. And my name's Lake. And it's always been kind of like silly that I'm like afraid of the ocean, you know, water stuff. And I remember we like drove the little boat out there. They're like, okay, here we go. And I was scared. I was genuinely scared. But we jump in. It was so cold that it was such a shock to the system because with a wetsuit, you got to get wet first and then your body starts to heat. I didn't like know the mechanics of it, but it was completely dry. So you like get in and you start sinking. You know, it's just like you have so much clothes on and then the ice cold water just like pinpricked down my spine and I couldn't breathe.
That's right.
I couldn't find it. Yeah. I could not find my breath. And then the little dinghy like drives off and we had a safe word, which was peacock. because they were so far away, you know, and I was like, it was like the most dramatic thing. And I have asthma. So I was like, I could not find my breath. And we start swimming and Katie just looks at me and she's like, peacock, peacock, oh peacock, you peacock, you know. So, and I was like, no, just keep going because I don't want to do it again, you know, like, and so we just really are almost dying. And it's a frantic shot.
Yeah.
So it's frantic for a reason. And then, I couldn't recover. My body like went into shock after I finally, but I got to the end. Obviously, I did not die. I'm here.
I'm so glad.
It was great that I didn't die.
But I'm so glad.
It was seriously scary. It was like genuinely.
I fucking loved that though. I was jealous. That was one of those movies I was watching. I was like, man, I'm so fucking jealous that I'm not in that. Yeah, I want to be part of like that kind of, you know,
kick
like
ass.
Female team.
Yeah.
And like,
it felt good. It felt good.
But I'm sorry that you almost died.
Black Rock 2.
The new girl.
The new girl. Like, who is that girl?
Please gut me.
Okay.
Okay. So do you know, I think the first time we met was one of those weird things where, we were at maybe in New York.
All right. Let me think.
I know you probably wouldn't. It was like a stupid,
eventy thing.
Yeah, eventy thing. It may have been like Upfronts or something like that.
Okay.
And I remember being like, "There's like Belle. I really want to like, yeah."
What was this?
This was maybe like
back in the day.
This, I think, maybe Mom. It was like the first time we went to Upfronts for Mom. And, I don't know. It was, or maybe it was Comic.
Oh, it could have been, that could have been, it could have been the con.
Listen to me.
Listen.
All I remember
Upfronts
is
in the con, you know, it's like stuff
All the events that we go to.
Very glamorous. Not glamorous. But yeah, no. Okay, so that's when we met.
But
I've seen you. We've pitter-patted in the same event.
But like one of the things that I'm really grateful about this, like doing this podcast is getting to know actresses that I really admire. And so thank you so much for being here.
This is great. No, thank you. I like that you do it in your house. That's like a good, that's a baller. I was like, oh, we're just going to her house? Like, that's fantastic. I want to have my friends just come to my house.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know. Cool. And we're trying out at this new thing where we're doing this in the, what we call the mole room because of that massive poster there.
I see this large poster of the mole.
The mole people. Yeah, so we're trying out something new because we used to do it in the dining room. But now, like, all these rooms are sort of useless.
Why? Because this one's good.
It's like big, dark couch, a lot of...
But it's perfect for this purposes of this. You've got a lot of fabric soaking up the echo, right? Does it sound great?
I think it sounds really amazing.
Good. Oh, there's
Sim. There he is.
I'm so far away from you this time, though. That's why I can't
Sorry.
See, you guys have this great little thing going.
Okay.
You're so intimate. You guys
are
together. Do you
feel on the outside?
It's okay, though. I like watching. Today I'm going to watch.
Join us.
Oh, fuck you.
All right.
You're just being lazy.
Right, no.
She's the boss.
Lake,
yes.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Let's get into it.
All right.
And
so these are
action.
These are deal breakers.
Oh, shit.
Yep. So
out
you have
of
to
the
imagine
gate.
That you're okay. single.
Oh,
right?
Okay. I'm doing it. Hang on. Let me just imagine. Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
Deal
breaker. He wears jeans to the gym.
My husband does that. So I guess it's not a deal breaker.
Amazing.
Okay.
Why?
Good question.
It's a great question. I think it's because he don't give a fuck.
That's the best answer ever.
Yeah. He's just like, I'm on the way to work and I'm gonna go punch some bags and stuff, but I happen to be wearing jeans and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I like that. Okay.
Here's another deal breaker. Let's hear it.
Yep. He calls you mama.
Yeah, that's not going to work. That's going to have to be an ixnay on the person.
Come on. I couldn't sell you a little bit on it.
Can I hear it?
Hey, mama.
Wait, are we, we're doing it now?
Hey, mama. Yeah.
Is it?
Hey, mama, I want to pet your pussy.
Nope. Not, see, for some reason, when you say mama and pussy in the same sentence, it doesn't.
Okay. Hey, mama, I want to pet your vagina.
Oh, that made it worse somehow. I don't know where it went wrong.
Oh, mama, won't you give me that titty?
Oh, see, that just reminds me of my kid, because that's
like
what
I'm
my kids
Justin
say to
Bieber.
Me. Hey, mama, won't you give me that titty? That's literally what my kids say to me. And they mean it in a pretty maternal sense, not in a sexual.
Okay.
Yeah.
His mom lives with him.
Interesting question. I'm going to say I'm listening and I want to hear more. Hypothetical single person that I'm hypothetically single, because it might mean that, you know, culturally there's a lot of differences and some people it's very normal that their mom would live with them. And then another, it would just depend on his cultural background.
There's nothing cultural. He just really loves his mom.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
So you're
it's
okay?
Not a deal breaker. It's not a deal breaker.
I like
I think that's nice.
But she does like
how big is the
all
house?
Of the chores.
How big is the house? I mean, is there an area for her?
It's a 3-bedroom.
Okay. 3-bedroom apartment?
Mid-century.
Oh, it's mid-century modern?
Yeah.
All right, now, yeah, I'm open-minded. That means he didn't let his mom fully decorate it. So it means he still has some, like...
Oh, no, it's his mom's place.
Oh, his mom's place. Okay, so he's moved in with his mom or hasn't moved out yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so that does change the tapestry of the situation. So I would say I'm a little more interested in this guy if, like, he... let his mom move into his super cool mid-century modern house that he has because he has great taste and there's a wing.
She's a fucking amazing cook.
Now I'm in. Does she
And she loves you.
Oh, listen, no one's going to turn to, is she Jewish?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then yeah, we're fine. Yeah. We're good. This woman can live with us.
Okay, I like it.
Okay, good.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's like 2 roommates.
But she's not kosher, right?
No.
Because that's just limited with the cooking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. No. She's like wants to give you like oysters on the half shell.
Oh, okay. Great.
Like she's like, will you please marry my son?
Yeah. Just as long as there's like an occasional charcuterie, I'm fine.
Okay. Penis tattoo?
My husband has that. you know, he's head to toe tattoo. Okay. No, I don't think that one needs to ever burden oneself, one being the person that I'm hypothetically dating in this scenario, with a penis tattoo.
Would you get a labia tattoo?
Not today.
Are you sure? Because I've got my... got my kit. And,
oh, you got your kit. Your labe tattoo.
My labe kit.
I'm gonna pass on the labia tattoo. Just mainly for the pain of it. If it could just happen, it'd probably be an interesting experience. Maybe like a temporary labia tattoo.
We could probably arrange that.
Yeah, like a transfer.
Yeah. Will you take off your pants?
Here, there, I took him off.
Okay, the first time you guys are intimate, he tosses your salad.
Again, back to the food theme. We mean this literally like a... Do you mean this like in a sexual way, or do you mean like a Caesar salad? Hold the croutons.
It could be both, but I think the way that we're sort of talking about
sexually.
It, yeah.
I'm gonna say yeah, because I'm gonna keep it adventuresome. I mean, especially in the honeymoon period of this relationship that is hypothetical.
So I was asking Sim when they presented me with this idea of the tossing of the salad, which of course I'm 40. It's a term I've heard before.
Like, what is it though? Really?
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know the like ins and outs of it. Well,
yeah, Chris Rock made it famous when he had that special back in the 90s. You guys don't know what it is exactly.
I mean, I would love like. You know, a tutorial. Like, yeah. I would love, like, just a refresher.
Yeah, Sim,
well, when
you
toss a salad, when you actually, like, if you have a salad bowl and you have, like, salad
tongs, sure,
and you're tossing it,
sure,
yeah,
just imagine a guy doing that with his tongue in your butt.
See, to me, it doesn't quite. It's like donut hole or like,
well, because, like, when there's like lettuce moving, like, what's the moving portion
of
things?
It feels way too, like,
you know, like this tongue kind of.
Yeah.
You know, like movement. Yeah. Like, I don't
it's
see that.
It's moving all the dressing around to the lettuce. So
yeah,
what's happening with
like, what's the
so
lettuce in the scenario?
It doesn't seem accurate.
Right.
Does that make sense?
You know what? We can't call it that anymore.
It should be like, I don't know, sticking your tongue through a donut hole or something. Like,
that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Something. Like, tossing of the salad. I just haven't been able to figure it out.
Licking the donut.
I was telling Sim earlier that my college roommate asked me about like blowjobs and why it was called that. And she was asking me, she was like, do I blow? And I was like, I was a little like very naive and I didn't know what to tell her about that. But it occurred to me like, oh, I guess all these terms are sort of geared towards a man's experience.
Right.
So like a blowjob is like, so he can blow like his amazing load.
Oh, okay.
Right into your
blow
mouth.
Load job. Okay, I get it. So it's more about the load than it is the actual. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't. I still. But
that's weird because I've been like, I've been going like this on my husband's dick for just like a really long time. He hates when I give him a blowjob because I have. But now I'm learning a lot about blowjobs, so he's going to be really pleased about this podcast.
Oh, good. Like, you know, our job is to educate.
Is that? Okay, that's the main purpose. Okay, yeah. So back to tossing the salad.
Yeah.
Sim? Or Solandis?
Yeah, but
I just
still
am
don't
concerned
understand.
About, I think we need to culturally change.
Should we just retire tossing salads?
I think we can.
I just don't understand anything about it.
Then let's forget about it.
All right.
Let's just forget about it.
All right.
No more.
You know, do you know
what about like tea bagging? You know what I mean?
Do you know what tea bagging is?
I do. And that makes more sense, by the way.
It makes perfect sense.
You see, it was like, that may, like, thank you, but thank you, like, sexual culture. That one works.
I spent my whole childhood, like, sucking on tea bags. And so now
was your boyfriend like, your boyfriend was like, somehow I just don't feel like I'm getting anything out of this. But you do smell a great tinge of
like
hibiscus
Earl
and
Grey.
Mint.
we have a game now.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
I still have questions about the tossing of the salad.
All right.
Maybe we'll come
wait,
to
why are you asking me? I don't understand. Like,
because you're the guy.
Yeah,
you're
because
the
you're
guy
the dude.
Here.
I've never done it before. I've never tossed anyone's
salad. All right,
well,
that's honest. Hey,
but,
look.
Okay, do you want to know what I thought it was?
Yes.
For a long time, in fact, until today.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I kind of had an idea, too, but let me hear what you're going to
say. Okay, I thought that it was like a... Oh God,
yeah?
I'm so sorry, Mom and Dad.
Dear,
I thought
parents.
It was like a guy coming in your ass and somehow like messing up all the things that are going on in your intestines.
And then like inside your ass and then taking those items, those like innards out and then tossing them and putting them back in.
That's
your boyfriend a doctor? Because he should be fired from whatever practice he is.
That seemed the most logical thing to me. It's like, okay, what the fuck does this mean? Tossing of the salad. It must mean
I thought it was like the guy takes his mouth and like goes like all around.
Like motorboating your butt?
Yeah, no, the front, like in your like vagina.
Motorboating your vagina.
Motorboating your vagina so that it all like all the like it's all just like like lips on lip, you know, and then it's just like a big like kind of that'd probably be fun.
But yeah, but don't you think that there could be better terms?
Yeah. Like what's the like what about motorboating?
That's
like maybe
great.
That's
yeah,
the thing now
for
that we're
sure.
Like
it's like downtown motorboating.
Yeah, like downtown
it's like
motorboating.
Battery Park.
Oh, you haven't done that before? Yeah, like Battery Park motorboating. I'm sorry, like you haven't tried that before. I'm sorry, you don't know what that is? Well, mm-hmm. Listen to this podcast. Mm-hmm.
Ready for a quick game?
Yeah.
And then we'll do two calls and
it's up to
done.
Anna.
I feel like
do you want to do it or not? We can pass on it. It's up to you. Do you want to just get to the calls, take a break, and then or keep talking about or we can keep talking about tossing salads?
It's still a mystery.
You mean
we have not answered any questions. But yeah, Battery Park.
You know what? The game's kind of I don't know.
What is the game? I
feel like it might we're having so much fun, it might break up the whole rhythm.
No, the rhythm's going to get you.
Yeah.
All right, then you guys need buzzers here.
All right.
Lake, do you want a Russian nesting doll or
yes,
do you
I
want
do.
A tambourine?
No, I'd like a Russian.
Tambourine? Okay.
Yeah. What, all right. Do I, is that, okay.
Yep. That's so actually Anna, she's traditionally her record is now 4-10, but she was 1-9 for a while. So she has, I think she's on like a 2 or 3 game winning streak.
Nervous. Okay.
So we'll see what happens here. But
you'll
play.
Probably win. I mean, it's fine.
We'll see. Well, listen, you know what? Her record is not
dude,
great.
I'm such a fucking Dumbo.
Don't say that.
I will. I'm proud
be
of it.
Yourself. No.
Nina,
no,
will you
I'm
keep
arrogant,
score?
Though.
So, oh, you're an arrogant Dumbo?
Yeah.
All right. Then that works out. Arrogant Dumbo, incidentally, is another sexual experience that I think we should all really get into.
Oh, yeah. Put a feather in my little cap.
Okay.
Let me fly.
Okay.
The name of the game is Celebrity Baby Name or Celebrity Restaurant Bar.
Okay.
Lake, you have, your kids are named Ozzy and Nova. So
Osgood and Nova.
Oh, Osgood. So Ozzy is
short for Osgood.
So you've talked about having non-traditional names.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, with a name like Lake, I can't really, you know, I can't be.
So I'm going to give you the celebrity and then the name, and then you're going to tell me if it's a celebrity restaurant.
Celebrity restaurant.
Or if
it's
their child's
name.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you, Cassie. Ryan Gosling. Tagine.
Restaurant.
Well, you're supposed to buzz in. Anna, because you buzzed in
first.
Sorry,
yeah.
Tagine. T-A...
it's the wrong game.
G-I-N-E. Tagine.
Okay.
Could you use it in a sentence, please? I enjoy the Moroccan tagine at Ryan Gosling's restaurant called Tagine.
That's correct.
Yeah! Whoa! Hell yeah! I'm sorry, Lee.
No, it's fine. Listen, I fucked up. I didn't do the Russian doll dingy thing.
Next question. Here we go.
Fuck.
Frank Zappa and Diva Muffin. Lake.
That's his kid.
That's correct.
Diva Muffin?
I don't know.
Muffin.
I went with it. I took a chance. Diva Muffin? That sounds awesome to me.
That sounds
and delicious,
like
but
a tough road ahead.
Again, my name is Lake since birth. And let's go.
Third question. Robert Redford and Zoom. Lake.
Restaurant.
That's correct.
Fuck you.
Lake is in the lead.
Oh my God.
It's 2-1. Jerry Halliwell and Bluebell. Lake.
Kid.
That's her kid.
I knew that. I actually knew that.
It's 3-1.
Sorry. Right. I don't know. Are you being competitive?
Why don't you pump into my mouth, you
Anna,
bitch?
You need to buzz. You never buzz in. Why do you have to?
Yeah,
it's a 50-50. You always
I got scared. She buzzed before me, and then you got mad at me when I didn't buzz. So now I'm like a buzz machine.
Was that like mean? I feel
no,
like I was
don't worry
mean.
About it. No, you're a cunt. But listen, here's what I'll say. is that it's all good. We're friends here. It's a safe place.
And you're winning right now, so you should be happy.
Oh, I'm feeling cocky as hell.
Exactly. Zach Braff and Mermaid Oyster.
Oh, that's God. Terrible on both levels. Anna. A terrible, terrible name for a restaurant.
Anna.
What is it?
I guess I got to go with restaurant.
That's correct.
Oh, good for you.
Scores 3-2.
Thanks, guys.
Mermaid Oyster, huh?
3-2 Lake. Penn Jillette and Moxie Crime Fighter. Lake.
Kid.
That's his kid.
Yes. Damn,
Moxie crime fighter. There's another. Yeah, I'm actually okay with that.
I like it. Moby and Little Pine Lake
restaurant.
That's a restaurant.
I frequent it.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm a dick because I frequent it. It's right. Vegan.
It's pretty much, well, the game's over. We're going to do one for fun.
Okay.
Last one.
Is this bonus?
This is bonus, but you already won, Lake.
All right.
Chef Jamie Oliver.
Okay.
And Petal Blossom. Lake.
Well, it's a double-double. So we both did it at the same time.
All right, I'm going to, Anna, just, you know, just
yeah.
Because.
Yeah, Anna.
Sure.
Restaurant.
It's incorrect.
It's a kid. It's his kid's name. Yeah.
All right,
I don't know.
Fuck. Lake,
Petal Blossom. I mean,
you're right. Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
Anna, your record is now 4-0.
Petal Blossom, get down from there.
I get to continue my losing streak.
But it's adorable when you lose.
You're a cute loser, is what he's trying to say. You're very beautiful.
Thank you.
That look you're giving me is...
Yeah, because I'm... You're backlit.
You know what I
want to say.
Let's take a quick break, and then we have two calls, and then we can end this show.
Fuck
what do you. Think?
You.
I'm having
so much
fun.
Fine.
Wait,
fun.
We get calls?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is so fun.
This is so fun.
Oh, my God.
How does this
love this part. I'm so impressed that you do write and like are able to create your own characters, your own projects. And it does feel like at this stage in the game where we're at now in Hollywood or whatever, mm-hmm. that the only way for people to succeed is to kind of be proactive.
And absolutely. There's so much there's so many outlets for creativity at this point, you know, whether it's like a pod, you know, from podcast to feature to different types of television. There's like so many different ways to kind of create that, you know, if you're somebody who's like, I want to do something, there's no excuse. You just have to do it because things are easier to do. You know, it's like people make movies on their iPhones and, you know, they literally do. I was on the jury of the like Toronto Film Festival Instagram short, Instagram shorts. And it's cool. And at first I was like, okay. But, you know, I was watching these shorts and it's cool. It's wonderfully creative and succinct, economical storytelling. And it's like, great. And it's totally appropriate for this current climate where we are in this industry. You know, it's like, it's
what was it like
honorable.
Being on the jury and sort of and judging?
It's just virtual.
I don't know. I might feel like, I feel like so. Yeah.
I mean, I did Tribeca Film Festival and that was like features and stuff. And it's really, to be on a jury is really rewarding, I think, because I like learn a lot too, because you're watching movies, you're forced to watch a lot of movies, a lot of narratives, docs, everything in a span that's like more concentrated. So it's almost like a mini film school for me, at least. I digested in a way that was like different than I ever have.
If I was on trial for murder,
sure.
And you were on the jury,
okay,
would you find me sympathetic?
I would find you guilty of being sympathetic.
Oh, yes.
So it all works out.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Because I am going to kill. You know that. I'm going to kill.
Yeah, sure. It in the comedy world tonight.
So, Lake, before we forget, we want to talk quickly about I Do Until I Don't.
I Do Until I Don't is the major motion picture.
Major motion picture.
I mean, it's a smaller major motion picture, but yeah.
It's coming out September 1st.
September 1.
And it's going to be like a
Labor Day.
New York and LA to start?
Or? No, there's going to be a sprinkling of theaters out in this country.
Dude.
Yeah, nice. We've got theaters up in different states.
So this is the second movie you've written and directed. The first one, In a World. We love that movie.
It was so fucking good. Thanks. And you know our dear friend Alex Holden.
Yes.
Is
That's right.
Yes.
Okay, we have the Alex Holden in common as well. Yeah. No, she was brilliant and beautiful and moving in that movie. And this movie is a larger cast, 7 main characters, ensemble comedy, 3 couples at different points in their relationship, and all through the lens of this sort of pretentious, albeit heartbroken documentarian who sort of like descends her desperation and big world politics of that she sort of feels that marriage is an archaic institution. So
listen to this cast here.
Okay.
Ed Helms, Paul Reiser, Mary Steenburgen, Amber Heard. That's an amazing
Wyatt
cast. Wyatt
Cenac, Dolly Wells. Yeah, it's an amazing cast. I feel very lucky. I wrote it for Ed because I know him and I love him, and he was just intensely right for it. But I tend to kind of want to work with people that I know because it just makes. It's like it's almost like you don't have time to hang out with your friends, so let's just like work together.
Someday, can we work together?
Let's do something again.
Will you direct me?
Yes.
Will you hire
me? I'm in.
I'll be the most obnoxious character you could ever imagine. I would love that.
Okay, good. I'm going to write it right now. I'm going to go home.
When I talk to people that inspire me so much, I do get I get these twinges of jealousy because it's like I just love it that you're doing exactly what you want to do. And
it's hard. I mean,
it's no joke. Fucking, yeah.
It's like, you know, it's hard on marriage. It's hard on being mommy. You know, it's hard on health. there's a lot that becomes challenging, you know, and people are like,
Can I be your like creepy roommate one day that just wants to suck on your breast?
Whoa. I thought you were going to say something different, like just hang out while make movies and stuff.
But that's a great character. That's all you do?
I need a human breast milk.
We can't talk about it. We can't talk about boobs, like sucking on boobs too much because I will start lactating. And it's just not appropriate in this silk shirt that I'm wearing.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Should we get the calls?
Yeah.
All right. Now, who do we have here?
We're going to call.
This is like a fantasy of mine to like have
you're
callers.
Gonna
have,
you're going to be great at this.
So good.
You're going to have so much good. Fun. So we're going to call Mallory first. Mallory is in Baton Rouge, and she is 26.
Okay.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for
she's 26.
International listeners.
She's an attorney. Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Mallory. It's Sim. How are you?
Hey, Sim. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Here's Anna.
Hi, Mallory.
Hey, Anna, how are you?
I'm great.
She's going to introduce our special guest to you.
Lake Bell.
Hey.
Who's incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Mallory. Hey, oh, my God. It's so good to talk to you. It's been so long.
It's great to talk to you guys, too. I'm doing good. Thanks for calling.
Of course,
Thank
Mallory.
Thank you for, letting us annoy you.
Anytime. Y'all can do that anytime.
So, Mallory, tell us why you're worried about your boyfriend's new career.
Sure. So let me just kind of give you guys some background. My boyfriend and I have been dating for just a little under a year. There's a bit of an age gap between us. I'm 26 and he's 37.
He's old. Okay.
And so before I kind of dive into what my problem is, I want to be sure that I just say this. My boyfriend is a wonderful human being and I am crazy for this guy. He is just awesome. And so I want to be sure that I preface everything I say by letting y'all know that I'm very much in love with this guy and that our relationship is on a real great track, but
he's a dick.
All that
I get
being
it.
Said, yeah. And so all that being said, something's just been bothering me. I've noticed that my boyfriend has become more and more involved with, something called video game casting. And so I didn't really know what that was until he explained it to me, but video game casting is a lot like sports casting, but instead of sort of giving a play-by-play or a narration of a sporting event, he does play-by-play and narration of like professional video gamers playing in a tournament, that sort of thing. And so he's
that's a real thing, right? That's like a real people are announcing people playing video games.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, he kind of gives a play-by-play as people, you know, move through the game and as they level up and all of that. I mean, I don't really know the technicalities or how it works, but apparently it's a big thing and there's a real community of people that are really into this. And but this wasn't something my boyfriend was always involved with. He sort of started playing these multiplayer combat video games as a way to stay in touch with his friends back in his hometown when he moved to Louisiana to finish his master's PhD program. And so one of his friends got more involved on a professional level with this casting stuff. And when I say professional,
okay,
I want to be clear.
Mallory.
Yeah.
It's like, what's going on? Can I just ask, like, what?
Yeah,
this seems like things are okay. He's on the, like, what's the real problem? I just want
to. I got Mallory's back here. It's time consuming.
So is it just that he's like not paying attention to her enough?
Well, let's let him finish.
Because I couldn't. It's like I get it. It's like he's like a major. Like he's like a big shot now, right?
Is he a big shot?
Yeah.
He's like kind of becoming
a big. Is he getting paid? Does he get paid like cash for announcing these video games?
Well, that's what I was just about to explain. So he's not getting paid like cash. What he gets is these things called sponsorships from these big companies, and they send him swag like expensive microphones and monitors and jerseys and all kinds of stuff that kind of facilitate him playing the game and doing the casting. So he's not getting like a paycheck. But he is sort of getting a little bit of a kickback for his involvement. But I think if I had to put my finger on what's really bugging me about this whole thing is that, you know, this is my 37-year-old boyfriend playing video games in a pretty involved way. And so, you know, I'm kind of in a career-oriented chapter of my life, and I'm a brand new attorney, and so I'm kind of starting to be more involved with my work. And to me, the video game stuff just feels a little bit juvenile. And so I'm kind of trying to grapple with that and figure out, you know, hey, is this normal for somebody who's a 37-year-old guy? You know, I'm just not sure if that's something that's normal or not.
I mean, my first thing that comes to mind is like, it doesn't sound normal. It sounds pretty extraordinary, frankly, because it's a very like nuanced job. I didn't even know this job existed. So it's not normal, but I mean, it's clearly something he's really passionate about. And if it's not like, I don't know, if it's not affecting the bedroom and his overall attention to you.
That's the question. So Mallory, I didn't mean to cut you off.
But how many
hours a day is sort of spent on the gaming?
And is the main job?
So as far as like him playing the games, I really don't know how much time he spends just doing it for fun, but like sort of doing it at this more advanced level. I know that he religiously does the casting two nights a week. And when he can't make one night, they reschedule him for another night. So it's kind of like taking a shift at a part-time job kind of thing.
Is that his main job? Is that his main job at this point?
I think he's getting his master's.
He's getting his master's. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no. So he's finishing his PhD and he's teaching at the university while he's completing his PhD.
But it means he has kind of a flexible
schedule.
He's making money whilst also going and getting
his... making swag.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
I have a
question.
He's not like getting cash.
Mallory. So yeah. I don't know much about video games, but I know that like ESPN is broadcasting video game tournaments now. People are making millions and millions of dollars playing video games. I'm pretty sure there may be a career somewhere down the road to announce them, right? If it's already becoming like a sport. Is there a track for him to actually make real money announcing games?
But should this even be a question, Sam?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I think it's really cool if there's an actual career ahead of him.
But should the reason that Mallory should stay with him potentially is because he might make a shit ton of money off of the video game?
No, but I do want to say something. Like, yeah. Mallory, I just have to ask you, where does it bother you? Like, is it just the fact that it's got the stigma of, like, your guy is playing video games, or is it genuinely intruding on your relationship and the depth of it?
You know, to be honest with you, it's really more of the stigma. And I'm almost embarrassed to say that because, you know, I shouldn't let a stigma like that intrude on my relationship.
Yeah,
and we're really strong in a lot of other areas, but it does bug me. You know, it just feels a little silly for somebody who's 37 years old to be this involved with playing a video game, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. That's just how I feel about it.
Let me ask you a question. I want to ask a question to all the ladies in the room here. If you actually spoke to him and you said, look, I think this is a little juvenile. I don't know how I feel about this. don't you think he's going to be a little hurt? He's gonna be, if you told me, and this is my dream and I want to do this, it would shatter me. It would absolutely destroy me.
Also, it's like, look, the world has changed. It's not just like he's like farting around, smoking weed with his thumb up his butt and playing video games. However, if he does that, that's a different story. But, you know, it's not like he's like, he clearly is like pursuing something that he's passionate about. And the world is different. It's not just video games anymore.
But Mallory, do you also have like, because if I were to tell my parents, I'm just wondering if there's like outside sort of influence. Like, do you feel self-conscious? Like, I don't know how close you are with your parents, but is that a thing as well?
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny that you ask that because, you know, I'm really close with my family. Particularly my two sisters, we're all real close in age. And, you know, just as sort of an example, my folks were having like kind of a fancy dinner at our house, like in the middle of the week on one of the nights that my boyfriend typically does his casting. And, you know, they asked if he could come and I said, oh no, he's not going to be able to make it. He's got plans with his friends. And one of my sisters pulled me aside and said, does he really have plans with his friends or is he doing the video game thing? And I realized, you know, I was embarrassed to say to my family that no, he can't make it because he's tied up doing professional video game casting, you know? So is this sort of embarrassment about it.
Okay, can I just, this is Lake here. I'm just curious,
sure,
because that was actually Anna who asked you about the family. I don't get credit for that. But if there was, because for me, look, and I don't judge you, but I'm just saying there feels like this embarrassment thing, this like judgment about what he does. And by the way, I don't know quite yet how I feel about it, but I feel like if there's nothing going, like if your relationship is great, you love this guy, he treats you well, and you started this whole conversation saying, I just want to say I love this guy and he's fantastic. Like, if it's just kind of you feeling a little weird about the video game thing because of your own issues about what you're judging and allowing your family to judge or whatever, right? Like, if you come into a room and, like, my husband's a tattoo artist, for instance, it's like, my mom is, like, super waspy and, like, you know, very patrician. And if I said to her, like, I'm in love with this guy, but he's like a tattoo artist. Like, and I was embarrassed about it, you know, cause it's not something my mom would necessarily think I would end up marrying or something. But the truth is he's phenomenal. First of all, he's a badass motherfucking tattoo artist. He's like the best in his field. He's smoking hot. He's the kindest man ever. And he treats me like a fucking queen. So you know what? Like, I don't judge, you know, it's like, I didn't know I would end up with a tattoo artist, you know what I mean? But you didn't know you were going to end up with some like super groovy, awesome guy who happens to be badass at video game casting.
Well, and also, it's like, what is the difference between like, say, like somebody who's obsessed with fantasy football?
Exactly. Or Settlers of Catan, for instance.
Right. I totally hear you guys and you're right. I would never want something, you know, as small as like my hangups about this to get in the way of our relationship because I mean, truly guys, he is wonderful. And
let's go the other direction. Maybe you lean into him, Mallory, hard and be like, you know what? I support the shit out of you with this like video game cast. You're going to be the best there is. You know what I mean? I'm like, let's lean in, like go for it.
By the way, that's how he becomes a huge sports video game caster.
Follow
with that
your
support,
dreams.
He needs
do
that
whatever.
Support.
Yeah, just
he
do.
He needs that support.
Do you? You know what I mean? Like you love smooching him, right? Because he's him, and this is part of him.
I think the only thing that the only caveat would be sort of the time that it potentially takes away, and if it starts to take away a ton of attention and time,
maybe that's her.
I mean, you're young and you should be worshipped and and you should be able to worship back, and so that I think that would be the only thing to maybe
like
clock.
Maybe police that,
but otherwise support
I think so,
as long as she takes care of herself in the relationship, for sure. I agree with Anna.
As long as you're feeling really loved and not neglected in any way or dismissed, because the age difference is a thing, and it can be, you know, it can be one of those things where somebody who's older might, you know, might take you for granted a little bit. I don't know. This is territory we haven't discussed.
Something,
Mallory,
to be aware of.
But it sounds like you you guys are crazy about each other. Does he, and he treats you really well, yes?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I kind of like the past year has been kind of a bumpy year, ups and downs. And so he's been so supportive throughout the entire year. And like, he's just an awesome, awesome guy. So I would never want something, you know, small, like my hang up about the video games.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just and Mallory,
exactly.
Mallory, do you know what the term tossing of the salad means?
Yeah.
Do you know
Mallory,
what that is?
We were talking about this earlier. I was confused.
And we're trying to clear it up, but I just wanted her to know if you knew what that was and whether you were investigating the true definition, because we're trying to figure it out. You don't have to answer that question.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. I was having a little trouble
child.
Hearing you.
You're,
sorry.
Oh. She's like, I can't hear you now.
I was like,
blink, blink.
But Mallory, hey, listen,
we love you.
Any time that we're involved with somebody that we really care about, we're bound to be a little bit nervous about how they reflect upon us, especially in terms of like people that we love, with our parents, our family, our friends. And I think that this feels like if so many other things, I just don't want you to be too worried about the perception, because other people will not be nearly as embarrassed or judgmental about, you know, some of these ideas of like video games or whatever than you will be. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. That's really great advice.
Hey, Mallory, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight.
Thanks.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you guys so much for your advice.
I mean,
I'm definitely going to take it to heart, and it's good to get outside of my head for a minute. So thank y'all.
Hey, and maybe there's also, you know, a world where you, I don't know, maybe join him or ask him questions about it. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what? I might.
Yeah.
Get involved. You know?
Actually,
yeah.
I just want to say, lastly, I do until I don't. I just want to say there's one strain where there's a couple and one of them has a hobby. And the other one's like, oh, I don't like that. I'm kind of judgmental about that. And then the other one's like, well, you want to join me? And she's like, you never asked. And that's all I ever wanted was for you to be interested in my hobby.
Mallory, this is in her movie coming out September 1st. It's called I Do.
Until I Don't.
Until I Don't.
It's a comedy. Don't worry about
it. Yes. Yes. I heard all about it.
Happy
I'll
ending.
Definitely be in theaters to catch it for sure.
You guys are going
to
go. What's his name? What's the guy's name? Video game.
Oh, Drake. My guy?
Yeah.
His name's Mike.
Mike, listen, Mallory, Mike, let's do this date night style.
Fuck yes.
You
date
will
night,
fuck
yes.
afterwards.
Thanks, Mallory.
Mallory. Movie, so that's perfect. Thank you
all. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have a great night.
Thank
Bye.
You. I feel like I couldn't give like great advice with that one at all.
I thought it was good. I
Why?
Think she's...
Well, because I think that it's one of those things that...
I thought it was nice that you brought up the family and everything. And when we unpacked it, we realized it was really her own feelings and judgment.
Like she may have some girlfriends that are like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
That maybe they're just fucking jealous.
Yeah, maybe Mike is like smoking hot.
All right, we're going to call.
Hey.
Yes. What happened? Oh.
Okay.
Now we're going to call Elizabeth.
I'm okay. Cause
all right, we're
boobs.
Calling Elizabeth now.
Elizabeth.
And she is in New Jersey, and she's 24.
You know, I hate it when you bring up the age.
It's so important.
I guess so.
Hello?
Hi, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Anna, introduce our guest.
Hi, Elizabeth. It's Anna Ferris, and I'm here with Sim Sarna and Lake Bell.
Hey, can you hear us?
Hi.
Are we?
Hi, thanks for letting us bug you.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, no problem.
Elizabeth?
Liz, can I call you Liz?
She doesn't like
that. Yeah, actually, everyone calls me Liz, so that's totally fine.
Well, I nailed it. Okay, Liz.
Liz,
honey.
You had something strange happen to you recently. Tell us a story.
Yes. So it's now been about a week. A week ago, I went on vacation up to Long Island with my boyfriend and his family. And when my boyfriend and I arrived, separate from everyone else, everyone had been drinking and whatever. So it's late that night and we all are finally going to bed and I'm just starting to fall asleep when I feel pressure on my shoulder. And I was like, that's weird. So
okay, you're automatically a great storyteller. Sorry.
Yeah, I love this.
And it's his sister naked sitting on me and peeing down the side of the bed, like on the comforter that I'm sleeping.
Okay, I did not know that's where the story was going.
So I was totally shocked and I like quick pushed her off because that was my like first reflex. And I was like, what are you doing? And she didn't answer me at all. And then she was like walking around the room. It was super weird. And she like took the blanket that she had peed on and everything else that apparently she had peed on and went downstairs and put it in the wash. And when she came back in and she's still naked at this point, I'm like, what is going on? And I'm trying to wake my boyfriend up and he's not waking up because he's had a little bit to drink too. And finally, I'm like, okay, somebody needs to do something because I have no idea what's going on. And this is the weirdest thing that I've ever experienced in my life. Nope, she wasn't answering me. My boyfriend wasn't waking up. So finally he wakes up and he's like, what is going on? So she is still not answering us and leaves the room. So we lock the door because it was just bizarre. So the next day,
okay,
when we wake up, she pretended like nothing happened.
Why?
I was just so weirded out. And I like didn't even know what to do or how to act. So at this point, like she's been avoiding me and like, you know, I'll come home and she's gone. She's like up in her room because I live with my boyfriend and his family for the time being. And now things are just super awkward. And yeah. I guess my question is, like, how do I
what the fuck
proceed from here? Or do I like bring it up? Do I question her about it? Or do I just let it
go? I have some questions. Do you want you go first?
You go.
No, I just basics.
Like,
okay, I just want to know how old is the sister? First of all, how old are these people? I just need to understand. You're 24.
Yes.
And your brother, I'm sorry, and the boyfriend, I do like to know ages because I'm just trying to understand the lay of the land. He's how old?
Sure. So my boyfriend, we actually have a little bit of an age difference, but he's 31.
It's fine.
And his sister is, I think she's close to 30.
So she's his younger sister, ostensibly?
Yes.
Okay, interesting. Wow. This is...
Wait, do we just let it go or do you have... You don't... I don't know.
So wait...
Why have you said like...
Yeah, have you talked to your boyfriend?
Your sister peed on me? Let's talk about it?
Because I understand that your instinct to like not actually tell him because I sort of feel like that would be something that I would have done in terms of like...
I wouldn't say like, well, hey, honey.
The only thing is that I wouldn't have wanted to
embarrass the sister
or like confuse, like I would have questioned myself so much.
Really?
Like, yes. Yeah. Because that's the kind of person I am. Okay, it's lame. Okay. I know it's lame.
No, it's not lame. It's a very drastic thing to do.
But I would have been like, how do I tell this person I'm in love with that his sister fucking peed on me?
I would say your sister like, peed on me.
Wait, what's wrong with that? Saying, by the way, your sister got drunk and she like, peed on me. Then she took the tell him the story.
Like, let's talk it out.
I would have been like a hamster, like in my head, like just being like,
did that happen?
Did that happen?
Did I pee on her?
Did I provoke urination somehow?
When she first told the story, I almost was like, oh, this is going to end in, oh, she's a sleepwalker. And like, she didn't even know that she did it, you know?
Right.
Like she was drunk sleepwalking because I have a friend who totally peed in his wife's boots.
Yeah.
Like unbeknownst to him.
That's what I thought it was at first too. But like,
but the putting the blanket,
clean everything up, it was really weird. Yeah.
So you've never talked to your boyfriend nor the sister just directly about it. Is this correct?
Well, no, I have talked to, my boyfriend about it, but his sister has been avoiding us both, and I guess...
Wait, what did you tell your boyfriend, first of all?
Yeah, how did that go down?
Well, I was obviously very upset the next day, and I'm not the type to keep feelings to myself.
Good.
Which I think his sister also knows, which is why she has been avoiding me. But I told him everything. I said, it was so surreal when it was happening. Like, I don't even know how to tell you this, but your sister peed on me. And I mean, he was really apologetic and obviously embarrassed and.
Okay.
Whatever.
We're all kind of like, blink, blink. Like, we're all like, we don't even know how to handle it. It's so interesting.
Do you, well, let me ask you this. Do you think it came out of a place of anger?
Or jealousy?
Or resentment? Yeah. Like, what's your gut with the place that it came from? Is it, or is it sexual? Or was it like, what's your gut instinct on it? Because it might not be right, but what would it be?
Yeah.
If you could label it?
Good point.
So, I have been kind of grappling with that as well. I really don't know where it came from or if she had just like had too much to drink and thought like she was in the bathroom. Like, I don't know.
That does happen. But traditionally you wouldn't then like take that blanket responsibly down to the washing machine. You know what I mean? It feels a little bit like, is there any like weird kind of like underlying jealousy stuff? Like, can you admit that? Is there anything like that? Like, heart, like underneath?
No, I mean, up until this point, I thought that we had
a
pretty decent relationship. Yeah, because he has a younger sister and an older sister, and I considered myself, you know, having a good relationship with them both. But this has just kind of made me like question.
Because what if this is just
everything?
Like, she's just like not a great drunk, you know, and she's just like kind of a turkey of a drunk, and she doesn't hold her liquor well, and she had an embarrassing moment. She's super embarrassed, and she like totally thought it was the bathroom. You know what I mean? She was like in a drunken stupor, went to the bathroom like half in dream, peed, then realized, like, she's sort of like waking up and she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, humiliated, wakes up in the stupor, takes the blanket downstairs, washes it, then cannot even handle how embarrassing that is.
Maybe she wants to forget about it. So maybe you don't bring it up at all then, right?
No. You bring it up.
To her?
Privately,
really?
Yeah.
Why?
And you
don't
go, look,
you think that'll...
Yeah, because you can't hold shit in, especially if she likes this guy. She's going to be with this guy, this boyfriend. She's just going to be like,
but
look.
She's already so embarrassed. Don't you think that'll embarrass her even
not
more?
Not in front of people. No, but you say in private.
In private. I mean, I'm sure she wants to forget about it.
Look,
right?
It's very waspy to never talk about these things. And we cannot be wasps about things. I don't think that's a sustainable way of being. You got to just be like, look, we're going to have a weird conversation.
Words of wisdom.
Right? My mom's like,
how important is it to have this conversation? Is this a super important conversation to
have? If this is an important guy in her life, is the boyfriend important to you? Like, is this a major relationship? You can answer that.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been together for quite a while. And I mean, I would definitely consider us in a serious relationship. And
I say be above board. Like, just get it out. Just right. Like with the be like, hey, can I get coffee with you with the sister, or corner her at a family event and be like, listen, you know, let's talk about the thing that I think you're embarrassed about, you know, which I'm not. It was totally weird, but like I wasn't expecting it, but I've been drunk and it was, you know, I just want to talk about it because I feel like it's like hanging in the air and we're like dancing around the issue. Yeah.
I would say, Elizabeth, that it would be a very empowering move on your part, like to instead of sort of circumnavigating it through your boyfriend,
demystify,
to ask her about it and just to be like, I'm so like willing to like totally let this go, but I just want to talk about it just for a second, and you know, I love you. I love your family. I love your brother.
That's good. No judgment. You know,
yeah, like it was a little crazy, but I just want to clear the air a little bit.
Safe zone.
Because you are younger, like, then they, like, there might be a feeling of like, you know, either they may feel like, you know, you're easily intimidated. Maybe you might not be at all, but there is like power control.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that it would be a gentle way for you to take some of the power back by, by talking to her about it, right?
Yeah, because right now it's like this mysterious thing that happened and it's like giving it even more weight and it will fester and fester and then become weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
Versus just being like, I'm just going to disarm all of this and just being like, hi, we're talking about it. Nothing scary and weird. We're just, here we are. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
You peed on me.
Yeah, you peed. I peed. I'll pee on you. We're all going to be okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would love to like see.
Some people pay for that shit. You know what I mean?
I can't even imagine this conversation. I can't even, like, if you guys were to role play it right now, I wouldn't even know what you would say.
Hey. Okay. Who do you want to be? Do you want to be the sister, like?
Or? Yeah, I'll be the sister.
Okay. All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
I thought I was the.
No, I'm Elizabeth.
Okay. You're Elizabeth.
You're
okay.
The
sure. Okay. Wait, what's her name? Elizabeth.
We'll,
what's her name?
We'll call her Rachel.
Rachel.
Okay. Hey, Rachel.
Oh, sorry. Wait, I gotta go.
Wait, no. You didn't get one of those sliders.
Hang on.
Your brother.
Hey, good to see you, Liz. But I gotta go.
No.
Whole wait, Foods is having a sale on pinto beans.
Hey, Rachel. Hang on.
Yeah.
Please. There's something that I really want to talk to you about.
Okay.
First of all.
I think I just got a cold.
No, Rachel, will you please shut the fuck up for just a second?
Oh my God, you're making me intimidated by saying curse words.
No, listen.
I gotta go. I'll see you later.
Mouth like a pirate. But listen, this is a little bit uncomfortable, but I really need to talk to you.
I think my phone is ringing on vibrate.
Okay, all right. Rachel, will you please, like, turn off your phone for just 2 seconds?
Okay.
Do you remember that night?
I gotta go sew a patch on a jean.
Yeah. All right. Rachel, please stop. Please, like, connect with me for a second. Please,
Liz.
Just look me in the eyes.
Oh, but Liz, you're the younger sister of my super cool brother.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
you're the
girlfriend. Yeah.
Sorry, I get really nervous around you.
Yeah. I know. But listen, there was that weird
you're
night.
You're so pretty.
Oh, thanks. Well, yeah. But I did want to talk to you about that.
I want to go cut coupons.
No, stop.
For Target.
Rachel, this isn't going to be scary. I just need to talk to you about a couple of things.
There's a sale on Epsom salts.
Stop.
I got to go.
Okay, Rachel, stop. Okay, look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Okay, now listen. I don't know how, my aunt had massive bladder control issues.
I gotta go pee just talking about this.
Yeah. Anyway, I think there was a night that that you peed on me and I didn't really know what to make of it.
Okay.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
I feel uncomfortable.
Because I don't think it's that big of a deal. I only called a podcast.
About it?
Yeah.
You called a podcast about it?
Well, no. I just needed like an outside perspective. Like, you know, but listen, I don't know if, truly, it's not that big of a deal.
Oh, Liz.
I love your brother.
You're so pretty.
I love you.
Oh, she left. Liz left.
No, she's there.
Liz, we're in the middle of figuring this out. Where'd you go?
Liz, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good.
Okay, seriously, let's go.
Well,
what were you saying, Liz?
Well, so you peed. I think you peed on me. And
in the what? What?
The bed.
Say, I can't hear out of my left ear. And you're on my left side.
Okay. All right.
Well.
Turns out, Rachel, you're a fucking nut job.
I heard that. I heard that. And I'm offended by that. But here's one I want to say.
Yeah.
I'm really thankful that you brought this up because I've been thinking about it and I've been really uncomfortable with you dating my brother because I love him so much. And the only way I can show my affection is if I pee on you.
But Rachel,
and I pee on his other.
No, stop. Listen,
I mean it with a lot of love.
But you have to know that I want to be your friend.
You knew.
Of course I do.
Oh, thank God. Because we were going to go on that camping trip and I was going to poop on you. And I just, I was like, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it. And now I know I don't have to do
it. Please don't shit on me.
You don't want me to defecate or anything?
No.
Thank you. It makes it really a lot easier for me because I can't.
I want to love your brother. I want to love you.
Thank you. Because it's hard to poop on command.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about like a fart just for old time's sake?
Well, I'll consider it. But listen, we could also just make
spit on each other. Is that what you're gonna say?
S'mores.
Or s'mores. Yeah, s'mores can work too. Anyway, look, bodily functions aside, I think you're great.
I like the way you do laundry. Oh.
Thanks. Let's kiss. Fuck.
So, Liz, are you okay with that?
Oh, God, Liz.
Yeah, no,
please,
I'm
so Liz. Sorry. We were the
so
worst.
Sorry. The worst.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to
be. No, I loved it.
Well, here's the thing. Will you please, after you talk to her, will you please email me and let me know how it went down? We all really want to know what she says.
And
I will definitely send you an update.
It'll definitely come down to, like, in all seriousness, I think, like, your relationship with your boyfriend. And
yeah.
And if you want, you know, like, because,
some people pay a lot of money to get peed on. So I think that the moral of the story is this is a great relationship to be in. And just get into some funky dunky stuff and open your mind.
No, but it might be like, she's like, all things considered, if you love your boyfriend, I think that, it was definitely a very weird scenario, but
it's unique.
Life wouldn't be worth living if there weren't a bunch of fucking weird scenarios.
It's just a string of weird scenarios.
But as long as he sort of understands a little bit and has like open communication with you, things might always be weird with a weird sister. They probably will be, but
it might be a little weird. This has been an extraordinary story though, and the only way it could get weirder is if like the other sister then peed on you. Because that would be some crazy shit. So maybe
and then the mom?
Yeah, maybe you should go pee on the other sister and just get this whole circular thing going.
Yep, let's.
All right, this is the best advice of the night. Thank
All right,
you,
sorry.
That's good.
Hey,
that's
Elizabeth,
actually good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling.
For like sharing this.
That's an
incredible story. Yeah. And I hope that. I just hope that things between you and your boyfriend are good. And.
They're totally fine. I just didn't. I guess I was just wondering, which I feel confident that I should definitely talk to his sister now. I was just wondering whether it's something that I should just totally let go, or that needs to be just cleared out of our space.
Clear.
Yeah.
Clear.
I'm with Lake. I think it's a stronger move. I think that. In an earlier stage in my life, I would have been like, just ignore it, just move on. But I kind of feel like it's a much stronger move on your part to establish yourself and to be like, hey, and in a gentle way, as I feel like you would do. But you
just
know,
knowing you, yeah. Liz.
but knowing that, it, just feeling like you're establishing yourself in the family dynamic. Being like, dude, really like you, and I really love your brother. There was that weird moment where you peed on me, and I just didn't quite know what to make of it. And I'd love to just clear the air and talk to you about it a little bit. We don't have to talk that long. We can talk for like 30 seconds. I'll set my timer.
Maybe don't say weird too when you approach her. You know what I mean? Don't give her that. You just be like, look, it was that really. Like the thing that we're not talking about, it's in the room now. I'm just saying, when you
Lake
you were drunk
wiser.
And you pee. No, I'm just saying, like, maybe don't do that.
Oh, can I throw something?
Fuck you, Lake.
All right,
can
fuck
I throw?
Off,
can
Jesus.
I throw? Can I throw a little curveball? I'm gonna throw a little curveball. Fine. What if she denies it?
Oh, she totally will.
You what do you say?
Will? Oh, she won't remember. She'll claim to not remember it.
So then you just let it go. Then you're like, okay, and then you let it go after that. After she says, I don't remember what you. I don't know what you're talking about. You let it go after that.
Oh, that's so good. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, it depends on how much like Liz,
like for real, yeah. For real, it, okay. Like for real improvise, like it, I won't do jokey stuff, but like if you're Liz and I'm Rachel and I deny it, what would you say? You ready?
Hey, so Rachel, so I did want to talk about that night that, you peed on me. I know everyone had a lot to drink, but I was like falling asleep and I felt something hard against me, and then I felt like a warm stream. And yeah, I think you peed on me.
What are you talking about? Yeah. Seriously, what are you talking about? Like, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Are you just you're trying to tell me that I peed on you?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in this.
Wow, Liz, you have quite the imagination. That is hilarious. That's actually weird that you would say that. Anyway, I'll see you later. Okay.
No,
I'm good.
No, Rachel. No,
I'm good.
No, Rachel. No.
Liz,
come back.
Stop. Like, no. What are you talking about?
Okay, then you took the sheets, the comforter.
Hang on, guys. I'm coming in a second. Liz is telling me to tell you about. I don't even know what she's talking about. She said that I peed on her. I was like, what? No, sorry. What were you saying?
Okay. Rachel, I don't know. Are you in therapy at all? Or?
Therapy?
Yeah. Have you ever seen?
Are you in therapy? Because you just said that I peed on you.
Dude, here's the thing is that.
I'm losing my mind on Zoloft right now. So I'm on pills, all of it. But I feel great.
Good. Well, I'm glad.
All right, hang on, guys. Yeah, I'm coming in a second. I'm sorry. I have just a ton of friends over there who don't claim that I pee on them. So I'm going to go. But listen, Liz, hey, good luck with all the imagination stuff. Looks well on you. I'll see you later.
That looks like you resolved that. It's great.
What if she, if she's that much of a hard ass?
Yeah.
I hate this
you,
woman.
At that point, you let it go and then you forget about
then
it.
Then you let it go. I hate the woman that I've become.
Liz, thank you so much.
Poor Liz.
Yeah, thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Will you please give updates?
Let us know.
Please.
Send me an email as soon as you talk to her.
Oh, did we help at all?
I definitely will.
I do think because she's going to talk to her. We did. Because the moral of the story is she's going to have to be confident and talk to her and not live in this den of mystery about not talking about stuff because things are awkward and strange. No, you got to face things head on. She totally got that. And I think she just needed someone to be like, it's okay. You can talk to her about it.
And don't you think though, because I think you gave great advice in terms of her talking to the sister as opposed to talking to the boyfriend, which is probably another conversation that they have to have. But
I think she said she talked to him. She already talked to him. That's why the thing that was left missing in the puzzle was that she hadn't talked to the person.
But do you think that it's the boyfriend's responsibility at all to confront his sister?
That's a weird conversation to have with your sister. Hey, I heard you peed on my girlfriend. What the fuck?
I think you would though, right?
Yeah.
If you're
in love with
I'm not
with
having
somebody,
that conversation with my sister ever.
No?
Whoa.
If your girlfriend tells you your sister,
dude,
honey,
why
your
are you
sister
doing this to me?
Peed on me.
I can't have this conversation with my sister.
Why not?
Why?
It's such an embarrassing thing to have with your younger sister.
Of course it is. But there's shit. But it would be honoring your relationship.
If you love the pants out of someone.
Okay.
And they're honestly, I had a weird moment the other night. You and I are cool. But your sister, I don't know. She was tired or something. And she thought it was the bad. I think she was probably sleepwalking.
So you would put it
peed
on me as opposed to my.
No, I would say to you, what do we what do you do?
Yeah.
What should we do? This is our thing.
Have you experienced? Do you
has she done this?
Can you tell
before?
Me the kooky things about your sister?
I see. So you approach it from a different angle, from a clinical angle.
Clinical, demystify it. Don't make it this is weird. You're weird. Your family's weird. No, it's just we're in this together. You're my boyfriend. This was definitely a unique situation. Should we? Has your sister done that before? And you would be I don't want to talk to her about it. I'd be I think you should talk to her. Maybe we should all talk to her about it.
All right.
Just the three of us.
I guess you talked me into it. I'm going to talk to my sister.
You're going to talk to your sister about it?
Right. Yeah.
Well, there you go. I don't know.
Should I tell you about the time that she peed on me in Bali?
She peed on you in Bali?
Your sister?
Yeah.
Is this real?
Did she really?
Of course she did.
Shit, I'll talk to her.
And
about
it was fucking awesome.
I'll talk to her. I'll
see,
talk
even
to her.
Friends.
I got it. I got
okay,
it.
Okay, now you get it.
All right.
No, but oh, that's Sim's wrap it up finger.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Wait, we can't leave on peeing in Bali.
I know. I know. No, but I do think that, I don't know.
What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is, like open communication.
Yeah, just above like board.
Saying.
Be above board.
Yeah. And that's been a tough thing for me to do.
I know. It's hard.
You know.
I do.
You know me so well.
No, fuck. I just, everybody is, it's hard to be, it's hard to be like completely transparent without like passive aggressive and, you know, like there's, well, relationships are fucking hard.
It takes like a, like, I think that's been like one of the things that's been kind of great about getting older. One of the very few things, but the idea that like, all right, I don't have time to waste. I want to be confident in my communication. And I wish that I had been able to do that in my 20s.
I think it is far more destructive to hold back than to deal with whatever scary business it is to be above board and to be honest. Because no matter what you say, it's like it can only get more destructive the other way. You know, it's like repression and like keeping it in and then not talking about it, and then festering is like how it's a recipe easy for disaster. Women,
right?
We'll just like, anyway, I'll gloss over that.
Yeah.
But yeah. So the best relationship advice, I guess, is therapy. And not just couples, but like on yourself.
Mm-hmm. Will you be my therapist?
Lake, thank you so much for
thank
Lake,
you being here for having
thank
me
you so much
in the mold den.
Yeah, I know.
Thank
I
you.
Wanna be
very sexy
above
in here.
Board and below board.
Okay,
with you
bringing it right back to sexual behavior. Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. I got a pump.